From KTOO in Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea with this news. Attorneys for 16 young Alaskans who sued over state climate change policy argued their case before Alaska Supreme Court justices today. The lawsuit says state policy that promotes fossil fuels violates the constitutional right of young Alaskans to a safe climate. The lawsuit says human-caused climate change will be catastrophic unless atmospheric carbon dioxide declines. Among the damages it lists are increasing temperatures, changing rain and snow patterns, rising seas, storm surge flooding, thawing permafrost, coast erosion, and increased wildfires. A judge ruled against the youths a year ago. Anchorage Superior Court Judge Gregory Miller cited previous cases that concluded courts lacked scientific, economic, and technological resources that agencies can use to determine climate policy, and it was best left in their hands. The state of Alaska and two companies have gone to trial to determine who will be held responsible for water contamination in the community of North Pole. Fairbanks Daily News Minor reported that opening arguments began Monday concerning the spill of the chemical sulfalane, which seeped into wells near the North Pole refinery in 2009. A state prosecutor says Williams Alaska Petroleum engaged in unpermitted releases before selling the refinery to Flint Hills Resources in 2004. A Flint Hills Resources attorney says the sulfalane was not disclosed in the sale and Williams Petroleum had not contributed to cleanup efforts. A Williams Petroleum attorney says sulfalane is not considered a hazardous chemical by the state, nor was it a regulated chemical at the time of the spill. Federal authorities are charging an Eagle River nurse practitioner and a Soldotna doctor with illegally writing prescriptions for addictive opiate painkillers for patients who didn't need them. Authorities said the prescriptions contributed, in the nurse practitioner's case, to the overdose deaths of two patients. Jessica Spade, who runs Eagle River Wellness, prescribed more than 4 million opioid narcotic pills to Alaska patients between January 2014 and June 2019. That's according to a Drug Enforcement Agent's sworn affidavit. The affidavit blames Spade's overprescription of opioids on the overdose deaths of two of her patients in December 2015 and February 2016. The DEA says Dr. Laverne David Heiser, who runs Family Medical Clinic in Soldotna, prescribed more than 700,000 opioid pills between 2017 and 2019. Investigators interviewed drug users who called David Heiser the Candyman. Spade faces a minimum of 20 years in prison if convicted of the most serious charges against her, while David Heiser faces a maximum of 20 years in prison. Norwegian Cruise Lines agreed to pay for third-party emissions monitoring in Skagway starting next summer. That's in response to concerns from the municipality. KHNS's Henry Leisha reports.
Towards the end of September, dozens of residents complained to the municipality about blue smoke from a Norwegian Cruise Lines ship hanging over the Taya Inlet. But the cruise line told borough manager Brad Ryan that the thick plume residents saw is actually water vapor created by the ship's scrubbing system.
So they're saying it's not pollution, they're saying it's primarily steam. They're saying it's operating the same way it operates anywhere else.
Norwegian and many other cruise lines have installed scrubbers to help their ships comply with international emissions requirements that will be implemented next year. The scrubbers use water to capture harmful emissions released while burning high sulfur fuel. This process releases steam from the ship's smokestack.
And that's clean exhaust because they're using the scrubber. So it's really a temperature change that has to do with, you know, hot exhaust coming out into a cold environment.
Mayor Andrew Cremata says that the cruise line and the municipality still felt it necessary to address the public's concerns about emissions.
They agreed to pay for us to choose a third-party environmental engineer to monitor some boats early next season, and we'll get some test results back, and then we'll have those available to the public.
The Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation, or ADEC, received 9 emissions complaints from Skagway this year. The agency's cruise ship air quality program responds to complaints by conducting an emissions reading when staff are available. This summer, one emissions violation was issued to a Princess Cruise Lines ship at the end of May. But Mayor Cremata feels that ADEC has not been effectively following up on complaints.
Because we had been making reports to ADEC and, you know, they respond to them. But, you know, this was going on throughout the season with different vessels. And I felt like we weren't getting any kind of real response other than, oh, thanks for sending this to us. We'll get back to you, which really never happened.
ADEC's cruise ship monitors issue violations based on the opacity of plumes from smokestacks of the ships. In other words, how thick and cloudy the smoke is coming from the ship. But the steam released by the scrubbers makes it difficult to determine how thick the smoke is. ADEC Cruise Ship Program Manager Denise Wiltsey says that while the scrubbers reduce sulfur emissions, the vapor makes it difficult to monitor the exhaust. In addition, the scrubbers don't necessarily reduce the number of small inhalable particles released by cruise ships.
What we have noticed is, yes, it is helping with the emissions, but maybe not so much on the PM side, the particulate matter side of things.
Particulate matter, or PM, is a concern because it can cause respiratory problems for the public. The National Park Service and the Skagway Traditional Council are currently working on installing air quality monitors around town that measure particulate matter. Mayor Cremata says he hopes that other cruise lines will also agree to third-party emissions monitoring next season. In Haines, I'm Henry Leisha.
Families who live in Juneau's future Pedersen Hill subdivision will send their kids to Riverbend Elementary School. That's the result of a unanimous vote at last night's school board meeting to adjust elementary school attendance area boundaries. Under the district's previous boundaries, grade school students in the subdivision would have attended Auk Bay Elementary School. Riverbend is closer to the new development and has more room for new students. In addition, a trail system connects Pedersen Hill to Riverbend, making it possible for students to avoid car traffic on their walk to school. Also at last night's meeting, the school board said goodbye to two outgoing members, Dan DiBartolo and Steve Whitney, and swore in newly elected Dee Dee Sorensen and Emil Mackey. Sorensen and Mackey will each serve three-year terms. A proposed change in state rules will allow the Attorney General to represent the governor over an ethics complaint. The Attorney General's office says the change would simplify the process for handling complaints, but critics say the proposal could lead to the state footing the bill when top state officials commit violations. Alaska Public Media and KTOO's Andrew Kitchenman reports.
Previous governors have had to hire private attorneys to defend themselves against ethics complaints. On the day Sarah Palin resigned as governor 10 years ago, she complained bitterly about the cost.
And this political absurdity, the politics of personal destruction, Todd and I, we're looking at more than $500,000 in legal bills just in order to set the record straight.
Palin faced 15 complaints. The state personnel board dismissed them all, though one led to a settlement in which Palin reimbursed the state for travel costs incurred by her family. Governor Mike Dunleavy's administration wouldn't make Attorney General Kevin Clarkson available to answer questions about the proposal. In an emailed response to questions, Department of Law spokesperson Corey Mills wrote that the proposal resulted from a review for addressing ethics complaints several months ago. Mills says the proposed change would enable the department to carry on one of its primary functions, that of acting as legal counsel for the governor, lieutenant governor, and attorney general in their official capacities. Mills also wrote that the change would help lessen the risk the complaint process is used to harass or becomes predatory. Under the proposed change, the Department of Law would determine if it's in the public interest for the state to represent the three officials. Former Attorney General Michael Garrity served under former Governor Sean Parnell, a Republican. Garrity says political differences drive many ethics complaints, and he says the rule change could help.
I view it largely as benign. I hope it wouldn't be frequently invoked.
Garrity expects the department would choose not to represent the officials when there are signs a violation occurred.
I would think in those kind of circumstances that the AG would decline to appoint a representative. But in many other instances, it's simply they're engaged in government business, and people just accuse them of stuff without any real, there's no there type of thing.
But another former Attorney General, Jonna Lindemuth, says changing the rule would wrongly make the state pay when the governor, lieutenant governor, or attorney general commit an ethics violation.
It's a bad idea and an inappropriate use of state resources.
Lindemuth served under independent former Governor Bill Walker.
The primary client of the Attorney General is the state of Alaska and the public and the people of Alaska.
And Lindemuth says that while the governor is often the Department of Law's client as the people's representative, that shouldn't be the case when they're accused of unethical behavior. She says the governor can already have the state reimburse them for their legal defense costs when no ethical violation is found. And she says that balance would change if the state could always defend the top officials.
We might find the state defending actually valid complaints made against the governor, lieutenant governor, attorney general, and that would be an inappropriate use of state assets.
Lindemuth has provided legal advice to the group seeking to recall Dunleavy, a Republican. Anchorage Democratic Representative Matt Clayman chairs the House Judiciary Committee. He doesn't agree with the logic that the Department of Law represents the top officials acting in their official capacity.
The essence of an ethics complaint is that they're acting outside their official capacity.
Clayman says the rule change would treat the governor and lieutenant governor differently than legislators, who must pay for their own ethics defenses.
The governor, simply because he's the state executive, should not be getting state legal counsel for allegations that he's acted unethically unless it's going to be true for everybody.
Clayman also says it would cut into the Department of Law's limited time and money when it defends the governor instead of working on other cases. The public has until November 4th to submit responses to the proposal. In Juneau, I'm Andrew Kitchenman.
That's it for the KTOO News Update for Wednesday, October 9th, 2019. I'm Jeremy Shea. Thanks for listening.